Page 215. A Simple Story.
What is it you think about this book that so resonates with critics? A Simple Story.
I think in a sense it's the oddity of it. You know, it's this mixture of theology and religion, which is kind of odd. Also, it's a grand adventure story.
Yeah. Story of survival, a story of endurance, a story of pain, a story of relationships.
But at the same, so it seems fairly simple, a straightforward adventure story, and yet you realize at the end, oh, there's a lot more depth here than I realized. Yeah. And one thing that I've liked, the most flattering thing I think you can say of a book, is, you know, I finished it, and then I immediately started rereading it. And I've had a number of people who said that they finished it and they immediately started rereading part one.
Yeah.
Because they suddenly realized, oh, there's a lot more here than I realized.
Give me a sense of what it is you are able to do in this relationship that's so compelling.
Well, listen, the interesting thing about castaway stories is that despite the fact that they take place in the great open seas, in fact, they're domestic dramas. I mean, you're confined to a small space.
Right.
So it's a domestic drama. It's nearly a bourgeois drama, the castaway story. So just that there's much to do in a house, in a relationship, there's much to do in a castaway, in your little lifeboat. So there's many details of survival. You know, Pi is obsessed with knots that keep his raft together.
Right.
He has to find food. He has to find water. He has to learn how to tame, to some extent, Richard Parker. He must deal with the animal life of the Pacific, whether it's fish, whales, dolphins, sharks. At one point, I say that the sea is a city.
Exactly.
Now, it's true.
With subway, with all kinds of things passing and specks.
Yeah, the sea is a busy place. It's not this vast void of water. And so there's much dealing with the various things that can happen in the Pacific Ocean.
There is this, too, you have to do in this book. You have to, at every turn, because Pi knows this, Richard Parker would eat him in a second.
Mm-hmm.
There is that overwhelming, as you say, these opposites, boredom and terror.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that Richard Parker is totally capable.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seen it happen
on
the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to keep that alive at every page because it just has to hang there.
Yeah, that's a point we should make, that it is a real tiger. It's not it's not out of Walt Disney.
This is not an imagination either.
This is a real 450-pound
Bengal tiger.
Wild Bengal tiger. And yet, because Pi knows animals, he understands its mind.
Copyright PBS.